5 minutes anyway.
So we're in the Mozilla space now at the London Raspberry Jam. And I'm here with Sarah Jane, Carrie Ann,
Jenny,
of course. Your name was on the tip
obviously
of my tongue.
Obviously very forgettable. Yeah.
So, Jenny, have you got a Raspberry Pi?
Yes, I bought one at the Cambridge Raspberry Jam last week.
Oh, great. And you just plugged it in and it worked straight away.
Not quite, but it took a bit of fiddling. Getting the SD card formatted took a little bit of my brain power, but it wasn't too bad once it got going.
That all sounds very technical. How did you know to
do
that?
Yeah, I didn't have a clue, but I just Googled, how do I start with my Raspberry Pi?
Oh, right.
I got a link, and then I ended up on the Raspberry Pi wiki, and it took me through step by step with a guide for beginners and what I needed to do. So I'm not a techie at all, and it kind of helped an awful lot. And then I plugged it in and it started up fine, and then when I rebooted it, it was rubbish. It had loads of error messages and it was something about not expanding the space.
Right.
So
yep.
like the SD card I think was formatted for only 75 megabytes, so as soon as it tried to do anything else it had no more room to
right.
do anything. So when on the startup menu I just had to say expand space and it rewrote it. It was all actually quite straightforward once it got going.
Brilliant.
I just pressed a few buttons, it was alright.
The other night I switched mine on and you know the bit where it asks for the username and the password.
Yeah.
So I typed in Pi, typed in the password Raspberry, and it I thought the keyboard's not working, so I ditched it, got another keyboard, then I realised it doesn't show the password when you're typing it in. Carrie Ann, have you got a Raspberry Pi?
I do, it's in my bag.
Oh, you brought it with you.
I brought it with me. And yeah? The reason why I brought it with me is because I own an Apple Mac. I don't own a PC.
Oh,
so it's very difficult.
The first PC.
So, it's not my first PC. I've obviously owned PCs in the past. But I ditched them for an Apple Mac.
Can I say, your bag looks very big for a Raspberry Pi.
Does it? Does it look huge? It's in its box.
Yeah. Oh, look at that.
Bless
I bought a case for it today as well.
Have you? Did you buy one here?
No, I bought it online.
What are you hoping to do with your Raspberry Pi?
Well, that's the thing. I want ideas. What I can do with my
inspiration.
Yes, that's why I'm here.
And innovation. That's what you're looking for. Great. And does it fit in with your work role in any way?
Yeah, I'm a secondary ICT teacher.
Oh! Same. Make a wish. Okay. And Sarah Jane, have you got a Raspberry Pi?
Not yet, but I have ordered one.
Oh, right. So what? 2013, 2014?
I think currently 19 weeks.
Oh,
I should have gone to the Raspberry Pi Jam.
Oh, Cambridge. The Raspberry Jam in Cambridge, yes.
It was so exciting. They just brought out boxes. 204 tiny little boxes.
And when you actually get it, what are you hoping to do with it?
Teach children how to start programming and being really interested
you're a
in
teacher.
How computer works. Not yet. I'm a chartered accountant, a director of a software company, and I'm going to train to be a primary teacher.
Wow! Right. So you're hoping that the Raspberry Pi will help you in some way?
I'm hoping it will help my husband kind of help develop a generation of software programmers and people who know how computers work.
Jenny, are you a teacher then?
I am, yes. I'm a teacher. I'm in charge of Kiso Tree at my school, so I'm hoping to bring it in there.
Ah, brilliant. So is that in London or...?
I'm in Hertfordshire.
What's in East London.
East London. Yeah. So you've had a bit of a track to get here today.
Worth it, though.
Oh, great. So, thank you very much. Have a good evening.
Thank you.